Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hello.
This is Alicia.
This is Gonzo.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, that is Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is
Indie Trash.
Yeah.
Or Crayons in the Trash. Whatever we want.
Do you know what? Honestly,
who cares?
We're the same.
Yeah. One brain cell.
Is this the episode where we bond?
Huh? Oh, where we fuse?
Anyways, I was gonna make a context button joke, but
there's no context for that. No context. We're just being silly.
Silly.
But yeah,
now that you said that, I'm reminded of our bit last week about Uzi's dog. Anyways, I digress.
Oh my gosh.
Go back to the archives. Listen to our radio show. We have fun.
Please.
What's up?
Not much. I'm excited for the long weekend.
Yeah.
I love having a long weekend.
Love a long weekend.
It was nice because yesterday I did nothing, but I didn't have to stress about the fact that I was doing nothing. I was just able to do nothing.
Do nothing. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. And then tonight, I'm seeing a movie. I'm seeing Anora.
Ooh.
You heard of that one?
Yes, I think so. Is that the one with the... I think I've seen ads.
Yeah.
Let me know how it is.
Yeah, I will. I heard it's
I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's silly and romantic, and then it gets sad, which... Oh man. Because last time I saw a movie with my friend Isabel. We're going to Somerville Theater. Love the Somerville Theater. Shout out. I saw We Live in Time. And that movie destroyed me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was really crazy, actually.
Ooh, yeah.
Crazy in a bad way. But, you know, if you feel like you are in a place to see a sad movie, go see that sad movie.
Are you a big movie crier?
No, not normally.
Ooh.
Which is very interesting because I cried.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mood.
Mood AF. Yeah.
Mood. Yeah. Yeah.
So how have you been?
I've been good. I've been good. I went to a concert yesterday.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
It was great. So I went with a mutual friend of ours. Shout out Ashley. We went to go see the opener Couch. Who is a Boston band, and they're so fun. They're really, really fun. I was telling AC on the way over here. They did a funky cover of Conjunction Junction from Schoolhouse Rock,
which is amazing.
Shout out Schoolhouse Rock, A1 top tier children's programming.
Mm-hmm. Bring that back.
I think
that is how I learned my times tables.
Actually,
yeah.
Oh my
genuinely.
God, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I actually think I might have a Schoolhouse Rock CD in my Medford apartment.
Please bring it next time.
I've got this big binder full of Wii games. Mm-hmm. Because I was a Nintendo kid and I love the Wii.
Of course.
But I think just tossed in there are a few random CDs. I think I have a Night at the Museum CD in there. And then there's also I think there's a Schoolhouse Rock one in there. Couch, if you're into funk kind of big band soundy, they're not entirely big band. They're a little more rock big band kind of vibes. Would strongly recommend. The lead singer has a phenomenal voice. But they opened for this guy named Corey Wong, who apparently is a multi-Grammy winner. He was doing some crazy stuff on the guitar. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really fun concert.
Yeah.
Definitely aimed, I think, a little more towards guitar players and people who kind of knew what were going on.
People who can nerd out about it.
People who can nerd
more.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. Which wasn't me, but it was great, really fantastic music. Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing great.
Yeah.
A big music weekend.
That's so wonderful. So excited to hear that.
Woo.
Let's see. Trying to figure out what I want to start it off with. Okay, so I'm going to start off with this song from Katie Gavin. She's actually the lead singer of a little-known band called Muna.
Oh, whoa.
And she did a solo project that released mid-October, but even though I would consider myself a pretty big Muna fan. Mm-hmm. I listen to their podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I was
unaware that they had a podcast.
It's called Gayotic. It's like chaotic, but it's gay.
It's gay.
Well, she came out with a solo album mid-last month. Mm-hmm. I didn't listen to it, actually. Someone else like sent it to me and was like, you would love this. Turns out, I really do.
Yeah,
I really
that's
do.
The one.
So we're going to start off with... I don't want to say like it's my favorite song off the album right mm-hmm. now. I have a feeling it's going to change. It's just really weird and perfect. Here's Sanitize by Katie Gavin.
Yay.
I'm not afraid to
Alright, everyone. Welcome back. So that one was Hush, originally by the Marias, but this is the remix that they did with Still Woozy. And then before that, we started out the hour with Sanitized by Katie Gavin.
Yeah.
That was your first time listening to the Marias, was it not?
Yeah, that was my first time listening to the Marias, which was...
Your thoughts?
I loved that. I'm also like a sucker for Still Woozy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, he loves his wife.
and his kid and his dog.
But that was fantastic. I really liked that.
Yeah.
It was very like headbang, like move a little bit. Like it was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a big like funky, like mm-hmm. bop around kind of mood with my music recently.
Yeah.
And that's hitting the spot right now.
Yeah. Okay, well then hopefully you will like the next one. This is a new song from Alice Phoebe Liu, who I am a very big, well, I wouldn't say very big fan of. Mm-hmm. It's like, I listen to her music sometimes. But then she recently was on tour with Claro, opened for her in Boston. And I unfortunately did not get tickets to the tour. But all my friends who went were like, wow, the opener was so good. And like, they're all listening to her music. So I'm like, I feel like I want to like rediscover it. I want to like dive back in. But anyways, she released a song called Better on Friday. Ooh. So without further ado, here is Better by Alice Phoebe Liu.
When you finally arrived at the party on Saturday night, I had been waiting in anticipation, so could you excuse my weird vibe? Oh, said that it was funny, but I'm laughing anyway. Instead of holding on, I drop the rope into the lake. I'm drowning. Never said that it was easy, but we're cruising anyway. Going faster than my eyes can even say. I'm
All right, guys, welcome back.
Yeah.
That one was The Cabin by Haley Blaze. I feel like I play that one a lot.
I've never heard that one.
Really?
So, well, there you go.
Yeah. It's one person's first time hearing that song. Yay. It's kind of like a sanitized song I played at the top of the hour in the way that it's just a little weird.
Yeah.
And I love a song that's just a little weird.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's very... It's a very aesthetic song.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
There's one specific vibe that goes with it, and it's great. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Let's see. I think up next we're gonna do one that you sent to me.
Yes, I love this song.
Is there anything you want to say before I play it?
Shout out Spotify's Discover Weekly. It's a banger. And this one just kind of took me by surprise. I was like, this will maybe be okay. And I was
like,
I really like this.
Yeah.
This is one of those songs that I put on my like songs and I found myself just like continuously queuing it. And I'm
I guess it's pretty good. Yeah. Cause you sent it to me and like 10 seconds into the song, I was like, okay, we're playing this on air.
We're playing this
one. Immediately. Yes. Yeah, so here is From Me by Ava McCoy.
20-some-odd years ago, and early in the morning, a child named David Thomas Santiago Robinson was born, and his mother cried as she was holding him. For all this time, I was hoping for a girl. But he's gonna be the life of everybody's party and the center of the world. 20-some-odd years go by, and down at Fountain Lake, we were all smoking candy cigarettes and trying to catch a break. Somebody shouted,
"Here comes David, boy."
We all got up and had ourselves a real good time. But after a while, David had to sit back down and try to clear his troubled mind. I can't cast away the giants in my head. I just sit back and cast a line. David, armed only with your sticks and stones, you can break more than just a person's bone. When you're taking that long walk alone, Joan, she said, "Let's start our lives together, or let's start our lives alone." And David sat back in the dirt and said,
"I don't think I can make it through this one.
Feel like a flower after 2 weeks with no rain and a long day in the sun. Listen, baby Joan, sundress and your dirty yellow hair. Sometimes it braids itself together and it ties me at the feet so I can leave. Oh, sometimes you fill my chest with so many good things I haven't got the space to breathe." And he said, "David, don't sticks and stones, you can break more than just a person's bone. When you're taking that long walk alone, and David, Goliath never fought this hard. I've never seen a giant half as scarred. I've never seen one half as tall as you are." The morning after Johnny left, sweet David lay in bed, and for the first time in a long time I had no giants in his head. He said, "I'm taller than I thought I was, more than mama said that I would be. Guess I must be a giant also, for these giants all to fit inside of me." forever. In the beginning, there was just you and me. Well, we was washed up upon the river, sucking on the honey of the Tennessee. Well, we were asleep in the south sunshine. I smiled at you and you to me. And in the dark, I see the moon shine in your eyes. We grew strong. No such thing. I looked at you and you looked into me, and we saw in each other everything. We knew no fear as we grew this. That's the growing up we've come to love.
Alrighty, everyone, welcome Ooh, back.
Yeah.
That one was Anyway. Ooh, bye. a French band featuring Maggie Rogers. And before that, we had Gemini by Alabama Shakes, and then David by Newcomers Club. From Me by Ava McCoy. And up next, special message.
Yeah, folks, if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and some of your money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of existence, of exercise, and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
Oh, extra 15 minutes of existence if you don't take...
Hey, if you exercise, you live longer.
I love existing.
Me too.
Existing is great.
It's so fun.
On like the scale of things I really like, existence is probably pretty high up there.
I have to say the same thing.
On a scale from like 1 to 10 is probably pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. Because you can't do anything else if you don't exist.
If you don't exist, like, you can't do anything else.
What the heck? Yeah. Okay, so our next song, it's going to be another one from Katie Gavin.
Yeah.
Yup. You know. It's just like, that album's so good. So we have to do two of them.
We have to do it again.
Yeah.
Rats.
This one, darn
it.
The person who introduced me to this album said it reminded them of like newer music from the Chicks. And I was like, I don't know. Until I got to this song, it was like, oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, listen to this. Ooh, see if you agree. Yeah. Here is Inconsolable by Katie Gavin.
You said stay with me and we'll fall asleep. I was sitting on the couch and I put my hood up. Couldn't let it be, couldn't let you see. If I could have done better, then you know I would have. Wanna say it first, but I don't have the words. We're from a long line of people we describe as inconsolable. We don't know how to be helped. Yeah, we're from a
All right, guys, welcome back. That was Waiting in Waist High Water by Fleet Foxes. That was a Solstice version. And that is pretty much the end of my hour. I think we have space for one or two more songs. We will find out.
Yay.
We have a new guest in the station.
Yeah.
Woo. Ooh.
Hi, guys. I'm Tess.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Tess.
You go.
Yeah, Tess. Tess is a new member at my fraternity, and we're hanging out. We're hanging out. Yeah.
And Tess and I have poetry class together.
Boom! I did not know that until like you just said it, and you told me like yesterday or something.
You want to know who else is in that class?
Who else is in that
Isabel
class?
Isabel Berman.
Isabel Berman.
Squad.
Yeah. Squad. Yeah, I'm excited to get to chat and get into some nitty gritty. When you asked to hang out, you were like, let's do something musical. So I'm happy you're here. We can talk music.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Okay. All
right, what do you have for us?
We're going to do Ink by Dory Valentine. I was going to do an Adrian Lanker song, but I feel like not the vibe right now.
Not the vibe right now.
I want something a little bit more upbeat. All right. So thanks for tuning in. This has been AC. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. It's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Indie Trash, and here is Ink by Dory Valentine.
Someone else when she's there waiting on you.
things you hate about yourself. Enough to watch you run around. And she's still waiting, she's still waiting on.